three couples filed the Utah complaint in federal court just before the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and California's Proposition 8. Utah Attorney General John Swallow and his office responded with an answer to the complaint this week. Swallow says the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on DOMA reinforces states' rights to define marriage.
Utah maintains the right that the regulation and definition of marriage belongs to the states and not to the federal government. And so we believe that's the right position for states, and traditionally it has been that states have regulated marriage.
Amendment 3 in the Utah Constitution defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. 66% of Utah voters approved it in 2004. The 13-page answer document filed by the Attorney General's office says that same-sex marriage is not a constitutionally protected fundamental liberty or right, but 13 states and the District of Columbia recognize and allow gay marriage. Valerie Larrabee is the executive director of the Utah Pride Center. She's concerned that gay couples who are married legally in other states are being discriminated against in Utah.
Every day we have more and more reciprocity issues between those states which allow same-sex marriage and those that don't. So you have full faith and credit items that don't transfer and then leave these couples vulnerable.
It's now up to U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby to decide what is next in this case. Several other states, including Nevada and Pennsylvania, are involved in similar lawsuits. Terry Gilday, KUBR News.